It's Siman Tov Resh Memches. We're holding him Shabbos of Katan Samach Hay and page Kufiotes. And he goes off really to, it's really a side issue. He goes off to discuss the status of Esrog HaMurkav. So somebody had this great idea that Esrog would look much nicer if you graft it together with a lemon. Be less bumpy, be more yellow. It's such a great idea. That was the guy's great idea. Well, we passed in his chemo, a poiskim shupasel. There were some poiskim which held that it's kosher, but the main decision of the poiskim that it's posel, and you take a look at the Shar Tzion, he gives you the Tzalavush, Maram Padua, Maram Alshech, Magad Rom, Shuvas Yaakov, Sma'a, Kodan Shuvas Abach, Shuvas Abach. Some separate base mayor, etc. So that's like, you know, you talk about the all-star team. That's the all-star team. Lomikri Esrog Klal, it's not considered an Esrog anymore. Merkav Haino Me Esrog V'Limoni, it's either a combination of an Esrog and a lemon. Oy Pomerantz, which is an orange, or a combination of an Esrog and an orange. Priacher is the truth. It could be any other pre that you would graft the two together. Okay. Now, how do you graft? You take a branch from tree A and you stick it, and you graft it into the, you make a slit in the place where a trunk and the branch meet of tree B, and you stick this piece of wood in. So if you start with a branch from a esrog tree, putting on a lemon tree, the main thing will be, the main characteristic will be more esrog-like, because the branch where it's coming directly out of is an esrog branch. So the nutrients will come through the lemon tree, but the main thing is it's still possible. But obviously, the opposite, when you take a lemon branch from a lemon tree, put it onto an esrog tree, that's a sure problem. Now, I want to, if a person would graft from one esrog tree onto another esrog tree, let's say esrog tree A produces very nice fruits. Esrog tree B seems to be a stronger tree. So I want to take a branch from esrog tree A, which has a nice fruit, put it onto esrog tree B, which seems to be a stronger tree. If that's what you're dealing with, going on of Elon Shapiros of Dakim, Uktanim, the Sir Elon Shapiros of Gasim, kosher. In other words, the motivation would be one, the fruits are smaller, one, the fruits are larger, so I would do that. That's kosher. El Yerab of Sheva Bach. Now, so how do you know if it's murkav or not? So nowadays, the main thing which we do is rely on a hechsher, that there are certain trees that we know were not murkav, and if I know that this orchard was from those type of trees, so I'm good. How do I know? So there'll be some type of a hechsher saying that they're attesting to the fact that we have no problematic trees in this orchard. But the maisa, that's much more organized nowadays. Once upon a time, you'd have to look, you know, you look at the esrogim would come, esrogim, and you're trying to figure out, is this an esrogim merkav or not? So what do you do? So three simanim to tell if it's merkav or not. Aleph. Can merkav cholak? In general, merkav is smoother, because lemons and oranges are much smoother than esrogim. Esrog blitus ktanas b'chol gufa v'gaivol lehem. There are little bumps which have height. They have height to them throughout the body of the esrog. Beis hamerkav ha'ukitz barlets v'esrog ha'ukitz ishukeya. So the esrog, when you see the place where the stem goes into the esrog, it sort of bends in towards the stem. And other fruits, the stem is outside of the fruit, it's the opposite. The fruit sort of comes to a bump to connect to where the stem was. It doesn't go in. The gimel. This is the hardest one because the first two are visible from the outside. The third one is only visible inside. The esrog flesh, there's a lot more flesh and very little of the fruity part inside. Other plants have much more. When you mark of them, you're going to get much more fruity part inside as opposed to white flesh of the esrog. Kitarcha Merkav is Rochav. V'mayel Shaloi Hu Rav. So it's there is more fruit part inside. It's more liquid to it. V'akliba Hamumutzas. And the middle layer, Hano Ben Klipa El Yerna Shudaka Kiglid. V'atarcha Shu Chadri Hazera Im Kliposim. Layer of the what's in between the outer shell of the fruit and the inner part where you have the fruit part in between you have the white material, so by a merkav it's thinner, is daka. The opposite is true. It's a much thicker layer in between. What's in the middle is shorter. And it's drier. Okay. So those are three simonim. So the third simon you can't really tell until you open up the esrog. Mm-hmm. Which you really not want to open up the esrog. To find out that it really was an esrog, but it's not kosher anymore. The answer is, if you have a few of them, you could, which all clearly came from the same tree, whatever it is. So you can open one and see, and you'll have and clarify for the other ones. Mm-hmm. So over here, they have a picture of the three simonim, smooth versus bumpy. Here, the stem goes in. See, over here the stem is more like pointed out, and here it's much more flesh, much less flesh of the fruit inside. And this is more juicy, and this is less juicy. Mm-hmm. Now, Olas Shabbos, because of Olas Shabbos, let's say Olas Shabbos adds a fourth simon. Shabbat Hagarin, Zoku Flarach Esrig. Bamurka Hagarin, Mushka Vlarach of Esrig. If you look at seeds, it's out of, let's say, orange or grapefruit, they're this way. Mm-hmm. They're going across the width. Seeds and esrog are going across along the length, mm-hmm. from bottom to top. Merkav agar mushkiv l'rochav esrog. Now, comes on Bikur Yaakov says in regards to the other Shabbos that he feels that it's not a reliable simon. Because Shabodak Besragim Harigilim Ethleno. The Rikur Yaakov says he took the Esragim which are available. Sheshlehem Kosimon Esther Kosher. They have all the Simonim of Esther Kosher which we mentioned. They're Shakeya, the Ukas are Shakeya. It's bumpy and it's smaller flesh inside and more of the what's called the pith. And even so, but the direction that the seeds went was inconclusive. Went both ways. Okay, so you can't tell anything based on that simon alone. It has the two outer simonim. The hainu shokits shakua ublitus harbe. The stem is curved in. where it attaches to the esrog, and it's very bumpy. Maybe inside you'll find out that you were wrong, and really it's not an esrog. If you feel it's an esrog, it's an esrog. Okay. So since it has both sanim and mechut, you're not mechut to worry about the third siman. You're not mechut to be baidik. The mashmi is that the yesh to rak siman echad shemar shehu esrog. Shimon Hasheni Mervei Shehu Merkiv. So we have a discussion between the two simanim. One seems to indicate it's an esrog, and one seems to indicate that it's not an esrog. For example, it's smooth, but the stem is inverted into the fruit. So, in that situation, you have to be machmer. The Rakhsiya says the same thing as the Shubas to some cipher. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden. That's in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. So the Chassam Sofer is saying, I have three simanim. They have the two outer ones. I can rely that the inner one is there. Not mechuyav the baidik anymore. Okay.
Say that last one again.
The subserver came along and said, we have three simonim.
Right.
We have that smooth versus bumpy. Bumpy means it's an esrog.
Right.
We have that the uk is a shakai as opposed to it's curving in at the bottom of the esrog as opposed to pointing out. And you have inside the relationship to the mouth of the pith and the flesh, etc. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a two outer simanim, I'm not mechuyav the chayish. That maybe inside, really, this is a merkiv.
Mm-hmm.
I have a two outer simanim, I can assume that the inner one is there also, and then really, it's not a merkiv.
Right.
That's in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. But he said this. But so it only had one siman, and there's a steer in the simanim. For example, it's smooth, let's say, but it's shakua, because it's shakua. She shurach from himself. But only the siman reizayin mefakha kachas observer moed bin yinah simanim achrash lo nizkru b'shas. The whole simanim thing gets a little bit nervous because the word doesn't, these simanim are not mentioned in the shas. But that to the maisa and hap, lo nizkru b'chal simanim klal ha-hakul, you don't rely on the simanim. Okay, therefore, we didn't shell a sorghum. We didn't oif a tahor. The nechel b'masaris is not enough to have simani tahara. You must have by oif. You must have a masar from somebody that it's a kosher bird. So we also have the masar that these are kosher sorghum according there. Damish oisum hamakim yimuxet miyamim kamanim shesugayim enim mekabim. So over here it means that the place you're getting that sorghum from, they have a chazaka for generations before, but they're not a merkav. So the subserver says, therefore, call us Rogim She'enam mi Yanava. So Yanava was Cyprus. And Cyprus, the Yanava Rogim, had a Masara that did not recover. So the Yanava Rogim. Some surface says you can take without any type of extra. Any certain which are not from Yanavu, skimming the brackets for a second. In the kach b'li ksav hechsher, you should not take them relying on simanim. You need a ksav hechsher. Shiyadeya hameya chenam meir mekavim. The person who's writing the ksav says he has the idea brura from before that they're not mekavim. Mainly simanim. You should not rely on simanim. I can't understand it. So now the brackets, the Mishnah Berurah says, there some observer said Yanava. It's not that Yanava. There might be other orchards which are other places which are known that they're not Merkavim. He says, any place which would have such a status of a muksuf bekashrus, so you would not need any. You would not need anything. You don't need simonim. You don't need a ksav hashri. You have a chazak. If this is muksuf, this is the way it is. This is the way it is. So which is not muksuf, you're going to need a ksav hashri. Then he says, "Kain ze kosev gam kein b'sefer shnei schaim b'sim an ayin reish ayin shal." Ach. Beyomtiv sheni shahu mi rabbanon yesh lismu chalam asimonim. After man the seer laid the gam yomtiv sheni posel merkav ayin sham. Even if you tell me that yomtiv sheni merkav is not kosher, it's still posel. But since it's the rabbanon, you can rely on the simonim for the rabbanons to tell you that this is an acceptable esrog, or it's a true esrog. A better way of saying it's not a merkav. So with the Raisa, the first day, I can't rely on Simonim. For the Rabbanon, the second day, I can rely on Simonim. Or the second day and onwards. Okay, so that's what some surface says. So the Chofetz Chaim, I want to point out, you know, even this Ksav Hechsher is not such aggressive look. Aleph, what's going to be? You need, so you got the Ksav Hesher, it says that these Hesperegim are kosher, signed Yankel Baruch Shmerel. Right? Maybe the whole thing is a forgery. Maybe he never signed it. Maybe he signed it, but he himself is a charlatan. Mm-hmm. Right? So what does it help me? Teretz says, I need people recognize the signature of the Mehid. Upon him, or if the Esrog dealer recognizes the handwriting, who he musik lana b'kashas, and we trust the Esrog dealer, he has a cheskos kashas by us. Now, al esrogim she'enam musakim mikvar b'kashas, if there is no established chazaka from beforehand. So what was the case? He said, the case that there's a chazaka from beforehand, I'm good. Like Yanava. The patient has no chazaka, have to rely on a megan. So in the case there's no chazaka, Lahoya Shannon becomes, he's now testifying that he knows they're not murkav. Zayn Laham and La Megan. We're only going to accept the Mayid to testify that if he is known to us as a Musa B'Kashrus. Ladakhtek, it also needs the Yerushamayim, which would motivate him to really, really research this well. The Ula Mite, maybe he's making a mistake. We're probably Malechus and Atiyah, especially when you're dealing with planning something, so maybe he got it wrong, what happened, and this is really from a murder. Right? We don't know. So I know, I can tell, I have ideas, I'm a farmer, I can tell. So maybe, yeah, maybe no. Right? So we need to know that you have expertise, and we need to know that you have your Shemai. Because many people are confident in their version, and they're really making a mistake. So we have to recognize that reality.
Mite kate is a little mistake?
Mite etos is a mistake. Mite katoi means it's the verb of making a mistake. The truth is, there can be a lot of potential for chicanery over here, for tricking. For example, Shemini Ksav Hechsher al Teva Achas. Okay, so the Machshir puts his Ksav Hechsher on a box. All the Sregim in this box are good as Sregim. Good. So now we have his letter on the box. So it now arrives by the person who's selling it. He says, Kaval Nevel, this box I'm able to sell. People are going to buy it because it has Ksav Hechsher. That box doesn't have Ksav Hechsher. I'm an Eitzah. I'll sell this box. I'll take the Ksav Hechsher off of this box and put it on that box. Okay. Vaserecha kishamarecha oisa kestel. After he finishes selling that box, kestel is a box in Yiddish. Meniach l'ksabal kestel achi. He puts it on the next box. Okay, you have to trust. You have to trust. You have to be a reliable, trustworthy mocher. And if it's possible to buy esrogim from orchards which we know are not Merkav, places in the world where we know there's not our cover problems, so it's better to buy from them. So the Bechor Yaakov says all of the ones that are growing in Ash in Germany, etc., which they grew, they're definitely more covered. But however, he says the ones which come from Italy, they're suffering more covered. The Rav says they're not Merkavim.
You read inside.
I'm just paraphrasing the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha starts on page 236 at the bottom, Shadayma. Okay. If you have a Shom Nira, the B'diavad, because Shikabar Kona, Sheinloi, Sheinloi, either he already bought or he doesn't have where to buy from the Chaskilu because he has no place which he knows is a Muxik. Okay? You can rely on the two Simonim, because you said in the Malo. We pass it as a problem the whole 7 days. What's the question? The question is someone's the soul of Lekichotam is only relevant for the first day. So, if there's a chaser, which is a problem, we say the problem is a problem with Lekichotam, you're not taking the whole item. So, the first day is postal, the first 2 days in Chutz Loris, and after that is kosher. So now, Hadar, we pass it as all 7 days. So now, even though the Rama says not, but we pass it that it is, like the Rush. So now, let's argue like this. What's the problem? It's a Merkav. So what's the problem with the Merkav? There's partially a lemon here. So no. So take the lemon part out. Ignore the lemon part. The Esrog part is still is good. Elamai what? It's chaser or something. But chaser is good from the second day and onwards. Mm-hmm. So they want to argue. In other words, you don't look at it as a new entity called, right, an Esrog, an Esrin, right? Mm-hmm. Or you know, something like that. It's two independent things going on inside of it. So, like, so we'll rip that part out, as it were, and you're left with an ester, which is kosher, ester kosher. If they argued, so no, we say it's a problem. But etzim, it's a new thing. There, even shayom, it's a problem. If the only thing you have available in the city is a merkav, you should call Shiva Bulay Bracha, you take it without a making bracha. Don't take it at all. Why? The most of the mystery loss is Batamid. If I get used to using it for 3-4 years, all we do, it's always only we can get some Sarakim from Yanava, and we took him out of bracha. Next year you'll be taking it with a bracha, you know. It's not Kadai, the whole thing, because you'll eventually the person used to that. That's what you mean. Those are our Sarakim. But the person told me that, you know, he said, what do you mean? My father's meaning to go out during Haftarah and make Yiddish.
Right.
You know, that's my meaning. So that's what you're afraid of. The crowd, the people will say this is becomes what they're used to the point they think that's what you're supposed to do. Okay. The most of the Mishra lost his baitam. Mishra means to become connected. Become connected to always do like that, even when the other ones are available. Right. So he now the Yehudasim, we do a shame or cover. Sometimes the dasim could also be worked up into some other type of a tree. If that's what they are, you can't use them. Shulam haim kamar for my stragim, there would be possible. Ach, bistama mashra shabakhadim yesh en lachush. It's all talking about if you have a yediya brura that this thing is a morkav. It's one non hadas. But if you don't know, you're not mukhim dechoshish. In general, hadassim are not merkavim. I'm here for Simin Toshav from Tesla Shadal. Masharotza Shus Yaakov Lipsil Oyson Hagdalim Meganas Asar Mibnei Chashash Merkavim. The hadassim which are growing in Poland in the greenhouses of the princes, the noblemen, because maybe they are they're merkavim. This is Pivagonim's the Shus Yaakov's question. The mice of the poskim of his generation already disagreed and said that that's not a chashash we're going to worry about by hadassim. Okay. Sift up base. You done already?
No.
You were going from there for the 8:45.
I'm fine going with the 9. It's okay. I'm willing to take a chance.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever's best for you.
So the Makabre Chav Beis, Shir Esrog Katan. The most minimal size of Esrog is possible. Makabeya is possible. It's less than the size of Makabeya. Esrog is possible. Alim Hu Makabeya. If it's the size of a kebaya, I feel im hu boiser, it's not fully grown. That's referred to as the stage called boiser. Shadayan loy nigmar period. It hasn't fully grown. It's kosher. Im gadol kosher. Be as big as you want. Samachav pasul. Feeling on a masharim sheinenu boiser. So if it's under the size of a kebaya, it's possible. I mean, even if it's a fully grown, that's how large. It's not undeveloped, partially undeveloped, which is what boister is. No, it's fully developed. This is the way it is, but it's small. So don't think the issue of size is an indicator of how ripe it is. And therefore, if you say, you know, body is fully ripe, you don't care how big it is. That's not true. There's a din of a shear. It's not boister. It is fully grown. Shein soifoy, he's got a yosef. It's not going to get any bigger. For the halachic pachos make shear is that the chashav gemar peri. Halachically says we consider it like not gemar peri. So in other words, we grapple with the more lashon is it felt in gemar peri. Felt gemar peri means the issue is because it's not fully grown. Well, that this one I know is fully grown. It should be fine. He says no. This is a mandated concept that we have to assume that there's problems in general that we have to continue for it to grow. So we said that. Too small is a problem, even if in this scenario it wouldn't be correct. Mm-hmm. Totally. Amiyesh b'hashir, chashiv k'peri, afshu adayin boiser, shesavali skala yoser, vice versa. If it's the full size, halachically, even though we know that it's boiser, it doesn't bother us. Because it eventually would have grown more. Kasher, b'vach lo yehe yorik k'karti. So this heter that's small is good. It comes to many times when it's small, it's very, very green. So it gets a level of green like karti, like leek. So that's already a concern that maybe it's not fully ripened, but that's a problem. If it starts changing colors to look like a regular esrig, then it's not a problem. Kol shehu, hainu filo hu gadol. Even if you have the carrot on your shoulder, that's how big the esrog is. You yotz. Kibush abar minim kashiyesh loy kulam emak ben ezeze yachulit halul lebachar kachav esrog. You don't have to. Luckily, you don't have to take all four dalim minim in your hands at the same time. You can take them one after the other. So the problem is that this esrog is so big, you can't really be holding the lulav in one hand, the esrog in the other hand. So the esrog, you take the lulav, you put the lulav down, you take the esrog, and you yotz with that. So that's like just clarifying that people shouldn't make that mistake. That's how we do it over here. Now, it is the chaskila proper that you should have all four at the same time and you should put them together, etc. That's, you know, Kabbalistically, for sure that's true.
Yeah.
But Mikra did Midan said, halacha, you can do them one after the other. Because of a smag, he just throws in like a final thought over here. Also, it's also Esrog, Shar Mitzvahs, Shar Akim, Markrim, Akan L'Sharnet. You have to be, you should not be, insensitive to the Esrog, other things you buy from the Goy. What does he mean? Klaimer. Sarach Litan Lehem, Ma'at Yosir, Mekhdei Demeim. Even if you know they did the work to travel down to Trieste or to Greece and get Esregim, so they want to make money on this. So you're going to pay a little bit extra money, not too much, because the guy would be motivated to, you know, keep raising the price. So you shouldn't pay more. You should not pay a little more than what their value is, but not more than that. If you try and haggle with him, which is what's going to happen, the standard with the guy is you haggled.
Mm-hmm.
Your merchandise is a mess. It's horrible. You start saying those lines, which the hell, that's how they used to haggle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the guy's not going to bring his surrogate next time. Shkaya. You know, that's not very helpful for us. Fine. Simon Tov Reish Memtes, the person by Arba Minim. Now, until now we've been talking about things which are item specific. I mean, each one has its own din of Yavish, etc. But now we're talking about more. There are some general psulim which apply to all of them equally. Aleph, Kalabas Aminim psulim begonav begozel ubegonav. If they're stolen, they're apostle. They can be true in any one of the Dalaminim. It could be in the gate to the Esther or to the Hadassim or the Rabbis or the Luluf. Beilat Yish, whether the owner has been Meayish yet. Beilach Yish, even the owner has been Meayish, it's too late. It's gozel, it's not acceptable. Abel Gozel Ukano below Siyua Hamitsa. Okay. He was carrying it not through the vehicle of the mitzvah process. Because the if he's carrying through the vehicle of the mitzvah process, because we say, you know, it's not kosher unless you do X, Y to it, and that's considered enough, that's considered that you change the item to the point that now belongs to you. So the chara, my act of changing it due to my religious obligations, now made it that it's mine and now I can use it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's saying, no. Over here, the mitzvah wasn't involved, but then since the mitzvah is what's making it yours, that's what's happening, we don't do that. We don't use mitzvahs to generate things which are wrong. But let's say he was stole it, and then he was cutting it below siyua hamitzvah. Even without the mitzvah functioning as the catalyst for kinyan, because it's something whatever, he came with an eitzah how to be cutting it. What's the example? For example, it could go like this: gozel lulav mishipohu is kosher. So there is a halacha that when a person steals something and he changes the item that he stole, he's cutting out the item. The item becomes his. So a person steals a lulav and he sharpens it, that should come to a point. Now, we're talking about a way, not in a way which is passing the lulav. So he's just making the system, whatever it is. Kosher. The kanya machine maisus. That's the rule. When if the item which has changed physically from the time when he stole it, now belongs to the ganav. So over here, the item has changed physically, so therefore it belongs to the ganav, and he can make a bracha on it. He can be yotze with it. I'm sorry, mi lo yibrach alav. But Tosha says that even so, the mikra didn't really put his. He can be yotze mitzvahs with it. Becomes the bracha and saying Hashem's name on an item. You know what? Don't do it. Fine. Some people argue like this. It's only relevant to the Gaza. But the Cherim, when they receive it from that person, they can use it anytime they want. Chutz Yom Rishon, except for the first day. So Shabur is going to clarify about that, what that, what's about a little bit. Hagot Mishum Zeh, Yeshi Zoyer, Shalom Yikatzei Tzei Yisrael, Ba'atzmoy, Echad Mi'arba Minim Shabalulov, L'tzarech Lulov. So he said like this, I have to think through the following thought process. A goy says he has an orchard and he's selling lulav. He grows palm trees and he sells lulav. Right? How do you know that he really owns this orchard? Maybe he's a ganav. Well, no problem. If a person steals an item, and then he turns around and sells it to somebody else. So there's Yirush, and then there's Shinah Rishus. Mm-hmm. So Yirush and Shinah Rishus is kind of. So even if the Gazan stole the field, let's argue, but the time the Yisrael comes along, the owner of the field is Mimayayish. So it's there's Yirush, and then the Goy sells it to the Yisrael. It's Shinah Rishus after Yirush, which is kind of. So what's the problem over here? The problem is that that's all very true when you're dealing with someone who's stolen already. The person steals a guitar, waits till the owner's miyayish and sells it to somebody else. The second person is kind of. He got it after Shinah Rishus, after years, so there's Shinah Rishus, after years, he can take the item for himself. The problem is over here, you're dealing with Karka. And Karka, that's not true. Karka remains in the Rishus of the owner the whole time. So really, this belongs still to the Nigzel. He's being Yaish, doesn't make a difference. It's still in his Rishus. So it's still his. So he says like this, so we don't want the Jew going into the field and being the one that cuts it off the tree. Because if he does, when's the moment of Gzela? Kol's man is attached to the tree. It's not stolen yet because the Karka can't be stolen. So the moment of Gzela is when the Yisrael cuts it off. So who's the Gazan? The Yisrael. So yeah, but there's Shinah Rishus already. There's years already. It doesn't help me. You're a Gazan. Because you're taking it from the Rishus of the owner. Because till now, it's been sitting in his Rishus. So the Eitz is, ask the Goy to do it for you. So then we say, listen, the owner was Miyash. As soon as the Goy cuts it off, it's a Gzela with a Yish on it already. Then he gives it to you. That's a Yish and Shinah Rishus. So you can't say, he shouldn't cut it himself. The karka and an exile, because karka can't be stolen. Ustam akum goes the karka heim. In general, we have to assume that the goy is selling to you probably appropriated some of the field illegally. So it comes out, when he takes the tree off, that's the moment of gzela, because karka is not an exile. On the other hand, the goy is not really the owner, because we probably got it from somewhere else. So it really belongs to somebody else, but it's not, halachically, it's not, the moment of kinyan is the moment of taking it off, the moment of gzela / kinyan is taking it off of the ground.
We say all items connected to the karka that looked at like
karka. Like karka, that ain't an gzela, correct. First that the guy cut it off. So the guy cut it off already, there's already now exhale with Yush, and then when he gives it to Israel, Yisrael be kind. It shouldn't make a difference between Eretz and Chutz Lords. Lulav Shagodoy Akam Aso Kosher Kumay Sukas Akam. If the guy was the one who made the binding around it, etc., so it will be kosher. It's halted here.